are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, and with Ray, Jeezy, Will T's out. We're your hosts. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Ray, Jeezy, man, we haven't talked skins in a while. Actually, Will was here last week and have you on last week. What were your thoughts of what was going on in with the skins, real quick?
As far as
how the end season ended, and what you've seen a little bit in the off season, while the real football teams have been playing in the postseason.
It's interesting that right now the Redskins are looking to maintain their current coaching staff, keep them intact for the most part.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of any significant changes. Head coach is staying, D coordinator staying. Those are the two key areas that I was looking at. Because, obviously, they underachieved because of injuries. What fans are questioning, though, and I want to get your take on this, I have my thoughts, is the training staff. There's been questions as to why the Redskins always have injuries along the offensive line, why the injuries are always so substantial to where it decimates the team and they cannot progress past, or not even past, just to get into the postseason. It's amazing, but I don't know if that necessarily is due to your training staff. There's injuries across the league. Do you build depth? Is that a Bruce Allen problem? These are the areas I'm looking at. And right now, again, no changes are being made, not just on the coaching front, but on the general manager front as well, or president.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You want change when especially on the coaching staff. And I think you raise a valid point, especially with the training staff. So many injuries have happened over the last couple of seasons, and you want to see some type of change because bodies have been dropping. Alex Smith, obviously, with the injuries. We saw Ioannidis go down for a little bit. There's so many guys that just like the offensive line, like a sheriff, a guy that looked like he would never get hurt, went out for pretty much most of the season. So when you look at the injuries, that's been a consistent theme over there at Redskin Park. And then when you look at the coaching staff, the defense looked good in the beginning. We use that for an example. And then all of a sudden, they look slum towards the end of the season. The offense, there was no innovation in the offense throughout the whole season. And even people making decisions in terms of bringing people in, like we've stated this throughout in the offseason, in early 2018, that this team didn't have an elite wide receiver, a number one wide receiver, and it showed during the season.
We just mentioned the word change. You and I both.
Mm-hmm.
No changes.
Yeah.
That we have been able to identify that would be meaningful going into next season. However, the draft is coming up.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to change personnel.
Oh, definitely.
At key positions.
Yeah.
Linebacker being one.
Well,
that is one of the biggest positions I'm looking at.
Well, Reuben Foster will probably be there.
Reuben Foster will be there next season. Charges dropped. There doesn't seem to be any other, roadblocks in the way.
Unless Roger Goodell wants to, do his own suspension, which he could do, which he definitely could do.
I still think you need to draft.
Yeah, I think this team needs to
get
a guard. They need a guard, too. They need a guard. A linebacker, you're right, though. I'm not even arguing.
What was the weakest area of the team this year? I think linebacker.
I think you're gonna get replaced by that weak dude by Reuben Foster. So then you're gonna ask. That's an addition, right? That's a new addition.
It is. Do you feel he's gonna produce?
Yeah, Reuben Foster. I believe Reuben Foster. I've always. If you saw his little play in San Francisco, you know that Reuben Foster's a baller. Like he's a baller. I feel like you can't get a better inside linebacker than Reuben Foster, even in this draft.
Because your main issue was coverage with inside
and
linebacker.
Ruben is a good cover linebacker.
So we're going from one Foster to another. Is Mason still on the roster?
Yeah, he is, but he can get cut, though. He can be cut. If they decide to cut him, that's a whole different thing. But chances are Mason and Zach Brown won't be on the roster. But Let's get into our tradition.
Zach Brown, to me, he got dealt an unfair hand.
I agree. No, I agree with you. We can talk about. I agree. When Lex gets on, we can talk about that. I agree with you. Let's get into our tradition. The pregame. Here are our topics. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. He'll join us to talk about the Redskins offseason moves or lack thereof. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment. That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. All right, right now we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Everything's good. We got Ray Jeezy in the building.
Man, why do you have Ray on here? He's a Falcons fan.
I know, but you know what, though? I'm very objective when it comes to just football. I'm not right now looking at the Saints situation and celebrating. No, I recognize the pain that they're experiencing. I recognize the pain you guys experienced not making the playoffs consistently. So
wow, you see how you did that?
I'm a real dude, and I do real things. Real people do real things. Been my saying for a while. That's what it is. I recognize that Reuben Foster's an upgrade, but I still think linebacker is a position you got to address in the draft. That's part of why we brought you on.
Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
That his name was on a petition with that referee they paid those refs. The Atlanta Falcons fans paid the refs so that the Saints could play in the Super Bowl in their new stadium.
Look.
That's what we need to be talking about.
Hey, Lex, look,
I
man.
I wasn't part of that.
Look, man, we watched many games covering the home team. Referees, they've done it to the home team. I don't care about the Saints. They got what Skins fans have seen the regular season.
Look at the Dez Bryant call against Green Bay. Yeah. There's been some bad calls over here that affects a lot of teams. It's not just the Saints. But you know what? I didn't think about that. Maybe the Falcons fans did not want to see the Saints in Atlanta playing in the Super Bowl. That's a great point. That was a great idea. Why did not I think of that?
They paid them. I'm telling you. The Falcons fans need to be investigated.
No, if I was you, I wouldn't even be focused on that. You watch your old offensive coordinator taking a team in their second year to the Super Bowl while we still got the elf, as you call him, Jay the Elf.
Like I said on the last show, like that our old offensive coordinator wouldn't have won here. The Rams have given him everything. Like they have given him everything. Like that's improve your defense. Let's give you a Dominic Sue. Let's give you Brandon Cooks. Like they always give him. They gave him Sammy Watkins Jr. last year. They give him everybody.
So it goes back to what I just asked before Lex got on the phone. Is it Bruce Allen? Is it the training staff? What the heck is it here that this is not a win on the field?
Yeah, and Lex too. Like you know, reports were out that Daniel Snyder, and this is up what Ray's talking about in terms of the front office. Daniel Snyder put on a full court press to get defensive coordinator Greg Williams and Todd Bowles. So it wasn't a Jay Gruden thing. Like, it wasn't Jay Gruden's call. It wasn't Bruce Allen's call. It was a Daniel Snyder thing. Your thoughts of the old Daniel Snyder emerging?
Well, I think if that story is true, I think we kind of need the old Daniel Snyder because I think he's kind of been hands-off the last few years and he has not gotten the results that he wants. So it's time for him to go back into the bag of tricks. Because I'm going to tell you something, guys, and I'm really disappointed. Yes, Sean is in the Super Bowl. That right there is enough, in my opinion, to, change zip codes for some folks. And then I think on top of it, the cherry on top for me, the Kansas City Chiefs fired their defensive coordinator.
I know.
These guys are in the AFC Championship game.
Good point,
and
man.
They felt like his performance was not good enough.
Very good
And he took the AFC Championship game. We have a team that don't make the playoffs, and we keep our entire staff. So, there you go, guys.
Hey!
I don't know what to say.
Speaking of the Chiefs, they knew what they had in Mahomes. They said, here, take Alex Smith. We'll take your best cornerback, and we'll leave you high and dry because you're stupid.
But look what they accomplished. What? They're home. They're
it don't
home.
Matter.
No, this is my thing. No,
you
about that.
Who did you watch this past Sunday? You watched the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Right. And I root
for
the Chiefs.
It was exciting. It was
sure
a Chiefs
was,
home game.
Bro. And you know what?
They have an that Indian name that's legit.
Bruh.
They just taught you something.
They got an Indian name that's legit. Hey, yo, shut up. Hey, shut up. And that same quarterback who I do love Kendall Fuller. So I'm putting that out there. But he was getting beat. Like, that's not. And I love Kendall Fuller, but he was getting beat too. It wasn't like he
was. Nah, Brady didn't even have a great game, bro.
He didn't, but he got, getting beat.
And when it mattered, yes.
He was getting beat. Like, they all were getting beat.
Oh, come on, man.
They all were getting beat.
When it mattered, yes.
That's what you want is when they matter. Is when it matters, isn't that, aren't that, isn't that when you're supposed to step up?
Okay, well, take your comments from earlier about Brady back then.
I won't.
Did Brady really have a good game?
Did he really, though?
Oh, when it mattered.
Look,
when you see what I'm saying? You dirty.
You're right, though.
You got to take your Brady comments back. Brady killed when it mattered, right?
Look. I will not do that.
So you can't go Kendall Fuller.
I like Kendall Fuller.
Kendall Fuller, then Barry, the entire defense played a decent game.
Man, Barry played all right, man. That one pass.
But hold on. There was no pass rush. So you can't blame it all on the DBs.
Man, if people weren't lining up off sides, they'd be all right. So we know what we're in agreement. We're just arguing just to argue. But yeah, though, I'm sorry, Lex. What were we talking about?
No, because you don't want to admit that the Chiefs got you.
They didn't get me.
They did get the Redskins.
Like Kendall
Fuller, they gave you a quarterback they knew they didn't need, and they took a valuable asset from your team.
They got us, though. They got us. Because I would have got Teddy for real, but that's a whole. And I like Alex, but I would have got Teddy.
Exactly.
I would have kept. It's not that I don't like Alex. I like Alex. I just would have. I would have got Teddy and kept Kendall. I like Kendall. Like, we should have kept Kendall.
Right.
No, I agree. We should have kept Kendall.
Perfect. So Bruce Allen's the problem.
Yeah, he is the problem. How come we keeping Bruce, man? Lex, how come this team's keeping Bruce Allen, man?
I don't know, man.
Does he have something on Daniel? Does he have something? Because corporate folks, they got a lot of dirt on other folks. Corporate folks are dirtier than people in the hood.
I just know our organization apparently judges a performance on a different scale.
What is the scale you speak of, Lex?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not based on wins and losses.
Yeah.
Obviously,
mm-hmm.
You know, because if it was, we would have different coaches, you know, in place. And unfortunately, for Redskins fans, that's not the case. We go back another offseason, you know, with the same old, same old. Mm. So, what they say, are you kind of, you're a moron if you expect different results doing the same thing?
Insanity.
Yeah, same thing. Moron. It's insane.
Let's go ahead.
I'm just saying. It's weird. It doesn't make any sense. Even Dallas fired one of their coaches.
Yeah, I know. Like Atlanta, the offensive coordinator.
Lenahan. Made the playoffs. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. The Falcons did, too.
Fire who?
Well, the Falcons didn't make the playoffs. They had to end their season early so that they could prepare.
The Falcons fired defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator.
Yeah, offensive coordinator was needed.
Sarkisian.
Yeah, he needed to be fired.
And then they bring back Dirk Cutter, which was dumb. But this is the Redskins show.
You like Dirk Cutter? You don't like him on the team?
Did you see the Falcons finish in the red zone with Dirk Cutter?
I don't remember him as your offensive coordinator. We went to see the offensive coordinator.
The year that they lost to San Fran in that championship.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But go ahead, though. Back to the great Washington Redskins franchise, the three Super Bowl winning franchise.
That's right. And real quick, and Lex, so you're a jerk.
That's right.
You're a jerk.
That's right.
Hey.
Doug Williams is the answer.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He's taking shots at the Redskins that have three Super Bowl trophies.
He knew what he was doing, though,
Falcons,
man. He knew what he was doing,
Falcons
man.
The Falcons don't have any Super Bowl trophies.
He's doing that on purpose.
They got to have a trophy.
Look, man, Ray poking the bear. Don't listen to Ray, man.
They don't have any trophies. Like, what is the conversation?
Yeah, stop doing it, Ray. I know what you're trying to do. Stop it.
Yeah, I know, right? Lex, rich in tradition.
Hey,
the Hogs, baby.
Hey, Lex. Hey, all right. So, for Jay Gruden, right, if Daniel Snyder is looking at all these other coaches, and without Jay Gruden's approval or whatnot, what does that mean for Jay? Knowing that, like, even reports were that Todd Bowles, if he wanted to be head coach, Daniel Snyder was even thinking about letting Jay go for Todd Bowles.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that was a report.
I don't think Redskins fans would have been happy about that. And a lot of it is because Todd Bowles did not have success in New York. So I don't think Redskins fans would have been happy with that. I think you would have some fans that would have said, well, we should have just stayed with Jay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I think Todd Bowles would make a great option as a defensive coordinator,
mm-hmm.
replacing a certain gentleman that didn't help us get to the playoffs. But, you know, again,
playoffs.
I'm not here to throw mud on the current staff because obviously the people above, you know, with the higher pay grades, the general manager and the owner they feel like the current coaching staff is capable of helping the Redskins achieve whatever their goals are.
Whoever signed Mark Sanchez, whoever made that final decision saying, yes, we're going to bring in Mark Sanchez to help fill that void, you need to find a job somewhere else, because that was one of the most egregious errors of this season for any football franchise, period. Atrocious. And this is coming from a place of objectivity.
That's atrocious. It's atrocious.
It was rough. I mean, but I think it was more of a panic move, and they didn't want to touch. They didn't want to touch Kaepernick.
Uh huh.
And they didn't have many options at that point. I think the reason they chose Johnson was because he had history with Gruden in Tampa Bay, and that was the only reason that Johnson was
Tony Romo.
Added to the roster.
I would have called Tony Romo from CBS and be like, "Hey, what do you want over getting Mark Sanchez?"
Like, come on, Mark Sanchez. It couldn't have been. I don't even understand why he was in your final
pick selection.
Your final two candidates.
Yeah, I don't even care if your offense, you're like your quarterback coach was familiar with him. You had guys familiar with him in the system. He's Mark Sanchez. Like, I don't care. Like, I could have the biggest bum in the world familiar with my system. I'm not gonna have him play over, say, let's use an example. Give me like an average basketball player.
I don't know.
Average one.
But I know that I'll say this. If Daniel Snyder's going back to his old ways, Nick Foles is about to get paid in DC, bro.
That's a good point. You know what? Yeah, but
watch
I want
what
Nick Foles
I tell you. Nick Foles, he knows the Eagles inside and out. He's won a Super Bowl. He took them to the playoffs. New Orleans shouldn't even got to this point if it wasn't for a drop pass, possibly. Nick Foles is the next quarterback of the Washington Redskins.
You know
why
it wouldn't work for Nick Foles? Because his offensive
Jay Gruden is a genius.
No, not for
he's
a Nick
quarterback
Foles.
Genius.
Not for somebody like Nick Foles. Nick Foles needs a Philadelphia Eagle disciple. Need like the dude that was coaching Kirk Cousins, the one they fired in Minnesota. Then if you got him,
is it Mortingweg? Is that
No. You talking about
Mortingweg? My bad.
DeFilippo. Sorry, DeFilippo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You get him, and then you have because he coached Nick Foles. If you can get him to be your offensive coordinator. Then getting Nick Foles would be – I would go for Nick Foles in a second.
You would really go for Nick Foles?
Yeah, if you can get DeFilippo, I'll go for Nick Foles. If you give me DeFilippo with him –
That's not
– somebody familiar with his what he ran in Philadelphia?
I don't think that's feasible.
Yeah, I would. But they don't have enough money for Nick Foles. They don't have enough money for Nick Foles, though, because they have Alex. They tied into Alex. So, I mean, so going into this season for Jay, you think Jay should feel good about his life?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
You know how I feel.
Okay. All right, you know what? Then put it this way. All right, how do you think?
Jay feels great.
Okay, he feels great.
He knows he's untouchable at this moment.
Oh, that's DJ alone. So how do you think defensive coordinator Greg Minuski feels about Daniel Snyder going out talking to other coordinators? Can he do his job knowing that the owner doesn't want him here? And do you think that he's on a short lease, even if he struggles in the middle of the season or in the beginning of the season? Like, Minuski's out. Because Daniel Snyder looking, that means he's ready.
Like, listen, he ready. Man, all of these guys are walking around, you know, with house money at this point, because they survived a very bad football season when all of the other coaches around the league that did way more got fired. Dang, Green Bay's coach got fired. Green Bay's coach won a Super Bowl got fired. And he kept, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm telling you, if I'm going around, I'm looking at the landscape, and all the coaches that got fired, and I'm looking at Jay, these guys are chilling. They're happy. they made out so well.
Hey, you're Lexi.
People really think that the Redskins, you know, had a losing season because of the injuries for the last two seasons. People have bought into that theory that the Redskins were right there on the cusp of getting to the Super Bowl or making the playoffs, but it was just those darn injuries that kept us out of the mix. Even though, and we talked about this before,
sure did. We did.
Even though everybody was mad at the offense, when Alex Smith was there, everybody was talking about how vanilla the offense was and how the offense was not playing at a high level and they were underachieving. Even though all of that was going on, and Colt McCoy, who supposedly knows every play that's in the playbook, I'm lost for words at this point.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line.
Last thing I'm going to say is this. If you're not going to make a move now, please don't make a mid-season move in this upcoming season.
Like the bingo hall type thing?
No, if you get all, to me, if you start off, let's just say 1-2, 0-3, I think they might fire Jay.
Oh, I think so too. I'm asking
you. Why wait? If you're going to make a move, you should have made one. Even the daggone Arizona Cardinals, which I don't understand the replacement, but they made a change after 1 year of having a guy. Now, Jim Caldwell is still out there.
That's a good one,
who
actually.
Who many feel is the right choice over Patricia in Detroit. You still have this guy who's a winner, a proven winner, comes from a good coaching system, has had success with two different franchises as a head coach. Why not take a chance? And he's black.
He's black. You said it, and he's black.
Just saying, why are you not making that move now? If Jim Caldwell does not get a job, then you're going to make a mid-season move, which I don't agree with. But if you're going to do it, Jim Caldwell should be the guy you bring in. But can you bring Jim Caldwell in mid-season? That's the thing. I don't understand why.
I wouldn't be afraid of Jim Caldwell.
Right, he wouldn't have training camp.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair.
I don't know, man. It doesn't look like change is going to happen. But that would be my choice. For the
you like Jim Caldwell, Lex? If that happened, I know you don't like wish anybody losing their job or whatnot. But if they were, I mean, hypothetically, if they were to let Jay go, would Jim Caldwell be a guy that you would, that you would like to come over here?
Well, let me first say this. Atlanta Falcons fans need to stop trying to suggest ideas like that. Because Jim Caldwell, yes, he is a decent coach, but he has not really done anything that can move the needle. He hasn't really done anything to move the needle.
I'm not sold
on Jim Caldwell being the head coach of the Washington Redskins. He could be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. I think it would be perfect. But in Washington, I don't think it will work.
Jay is the coach, man. I think we're not looking at this at the correct way. Hypothetically speaking, we're doing our hypotheticals. Hypothetically speaking, if Jay was to resign, be let go, whatever, what coach would be the top on your chart or top of your list? What coach? Which head?
For the Redskins.
Yeah, for the Redskins.
At this point.
Yes.
I think, if you go back into the retreads, Wade Phillips would be somebody I would consider.
All right, I'm gone. Hey, yo, seriously?
You ain't like Jim Caldwell? You like Wade Phillips?
I like Wade Phillips over Jim Caldwell.
Look like a coach. Jim Caldwell looks like a coach. But,
I'm just saying, if I had to choose the retreads of the average coaches, that are getting shot, I think I would choose him. Maybe even go after Mr. Mike McCarthy, who was just cut by Green Bay.
Oh, my.
I consider him.
All right.
Come on now. Wade Phillips. You're going to shoot down Jim Caldwell, but you're going to say Wade Phillips? Wade Phillips has had numerous chances to succeed as a coach. And Jim Caldwell has been more successful with less to work with and less opportunities.
Wait, Phillips, though?
But I think Jim Caldwell, honestly, he's not a sexy pick. And I think that is part of the reason why he didn't get a true opportunity this go round, because he doesn't move the meter for you if you're a fan, because he's very vanilla. And then if he does get on your team and you might make the playoffs, you might not. You're going to be mediocre. I mean, honestly, I think him and Jay, you could throw both of those guys in the middle of a dartboard, and you probably get the same person.
And Wade Phillips.
Just, honestly.
And Wade nothing, Phillips.
There's nothing special about Jim Caldwell,
But real talk, all right, so, I mean, I feel you, but you're saying about Jim Caldwell, but Wade Phillips in the same boat. That's why he had to replace – that's why Jerry had to replace him with Jason Garrett. And Jason Garrett sucks. And Wade has had an opportunities in Denver, in like Denver, and was he Atlanta too?
San Diego, Atlanta, he's been there.
As a head coach, he's great. He's a great defensive coordinator. Like the same.
He's
actually respectful.
He's better than what you have.
Yeah. So like, or look at like you talked about Ty Bowles. Like Ty Bowles is like a Wade Phillips if you're gonna put it going that route. Like what Ty Bowles and Wade Phillips aren't that different in terms of. They're better at being DCs rather than head coaches at this point in time. And Ty Bowles is young in the game in terms of being a head coach. Only had one opportunity, so it's hard to say. You know, and that was the Jets. And I hate when the people like blast Ty Bowles. You gave him the Jets. Like, let's keep it a buck. He had one. His first season was good with the Jets because he had Ryan Fitzpatrick as his quarterback, and they almost went to the playoffs. So to be honest with you, Ty Bowles, for what you gave him with the Jets, has been okay. So, but Wade Phillips has had decent teams over the Broncos. He had John Elway, and he struggled. Like, I don't know if I can put Wade Phillips in that list. I just think the Skins need – I know what you're saying, though. Like, the Skins need a fiery dude because Jay's too chill. They need a guy like I don't even like him. I mean, I ain't like him back then, but like a guy like Marty Schottenheimer. Like, they need a guy with that personality. Not to say I want Marty.
Greg Williams.
Yeah, that's a great – Yeah. I wouldn't argue that either. But I'm saying, but I wouldn't like Wade. Come on now, like Wade, like really, like Wade is like a country osh golly, whatever. But like, he don't even get in your face like that. Like he's more a player's coach anyway. He ain't no a hole like Greg Williams. Like Greg Williams,
is
a hole.
But his defense is a top 10.
Yeah, his defense. I mean, not this season, but yeah, his defense is. I'm with you. I like if you're talking about the Skins bringing a defensive minded coach. Like, I like Wade. I'm not going – in terms of being a defensive coordinator. I mean, I like – but if you're talking about to move men, oh, bruh, like, Greg Williams be it. Rex Ryan, I'd take Rex Ryan before I take, you know, Wade. Because Rex Ryan, you know, that's a dude with an attitude.
The only thing with Rex is he brings a lot of baggage, you know, because he's a high-profile coach.
Yeah, that's true.
So you kind of – you know, you bring all that attention to the situation. You know, I guess it would be good for the media standpoint, but I don't know if that's a good part from an X and O standpoint. You know what I mean?
All right, so I'm going to paint this picture.
I'm not sold on him.
Okay, I'm going to paint this picture for I'm going to paint a picture for you. We're going to talk about this later on, though. Redskins got the 15th pick in the draft. Murray is on the board at 15. Do you draft him?
I'm not drafting Murray. Yeah. He's 5'9". Maybe 5'8" quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't want to set a precedent in football if I'm the Redskins. Okay. We don't have draft picks to waste. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So why waste the 15th pick on a guy that's going to be a phenomenon? You know what I'm saying? The guy that may be a phenomenon.
Like maybe. I'm not given. I got you.
An unknown.
Like, I
you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
I wouldn't waste that pick on him. That's just me.
You know
if
why?
He's available.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Haskins either. Shoot.
Haskins maybe. Would be like that, bro.
I wouldn't take him.
I'd take Haskins.
The Giants are going to take him, but I mean, I'm saying if he was there, I wouldn't take him.
If the Skins got lucky.
For the Redskins, for the way this roster is currently constructed, it wouldn't be good for him.
I'd take Haskins. If you sign D-Jax, I'd take Haskins in a second. You got to have speed, though, with Haskins.
There you go. You got to have the right people around.
You got to have speed. But Haskins, I took Haskins in a second.
Haskins teamed up with Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham is going to be great. That's the perfect fit for him.
That'd be a perfect fit.
That's the perfect fit for him. Yeah. He's going to the Giants. I mean, I'm just saying.
But he's not coming here. I mean, he's not. The Skins,
he's not. Kyler Murray could be Russell Wilson. That's the thing.
My thing about Kyler, this is my thing about Murray. It's not even about, I think Murray with the right team can work. I don't think Jake can coach him, Murray. I don't think that's Jay's style. I think Jay wants like a traditional drop back passer for real. Like he would really that's what makes him comfortable.
Nick Foles is the Redskins' next quarterback. You heard it here first.
Yeah, well he won't. It's too expensive. They can't afford Nick Foles. They can't afford
He's
him.
Too small, guys. He really is.
Murray?
Like honestly. Yep. Murray's too small. I mean but Doug Flutie
yeah.
was a rare situation. Yeah. And
Drew Brees
Doug was special.
It can work.
He was special. Special in college. It was special.
Who, Doug Flutie?
Drew Brees. Yeah. Drew Brees was special in college. Yeah, it wasn't like a one-year deal.
No, you're right.
Yeah. I'm not sold on Murray is not. He's not as special as those guys, in my opinion.
Well, no, I'm not.
Drew Brees was special in college.
No, he was.
Definitely.
He was. Drew Brees was special. I'm watching him as a Michigan fan. I know Drew Brees is special. No, I'm not.
I used to watch Purdue just because of him. I ain't watched him since.
I'm never big on Oklahoma quarterbacks. in the Big 12 because there's no defense anywhere, so it's hard to kind of gauge. But, you know, I mean, I ain't going to lie, though. What's his name? You know, Mayfield.
He's proved himself to you to the point
where now I don't doubt how they run things. And so if Murray – to me, the Skins – this is my thing. The Skins need so much more.
You like Bradford, though. This is crazy.
Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford was good. He was good.
I don't know. We'll have to see. You got the Oklahoma Ties and Adrian Peterson back in the backfield.
Well, he may not even be here.
Well,
who y'all talking about? Mayfield?
What's that, Baker Mayfield? We're just talking about Oklahoma quarterbacks. Yeah, then we said we were talking about Oklahoma players.
I'm just talking about the Oklahoma connections right now with Adrian Peterson possibly coming back. I would think he'd be good, a good mentor to Geist, and you know,
Trent Oklahoma,
change of pace guy.
Trent Oklahoma, Trent Williams.
Yeah, Trent. You got some Oklahoma ties. I think that the most critical point that was made is that it wouldn't work for Jay. It's not his height. It's not necessarily the fact that he plays in a certain system. It's just, with the coach, it wouldn't work.
He ain't like Griffin. He ain't like working with Griffin, but who has similar skill sets.
So we'll see what happens. But I don't know where else you would look. If you're not going to look for a good quarterback in the draft, which I don't know if they got their eye on somebody else.
This draft don't have
free agency. Who are you looking at? Brent Huntley or somebody?
Nah, Teddy. You got to look at
Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, but New Orleans not going to let him go.
It's an option, right? The option now, right? It's a 2-year. He'll be off.
Oh.
He'll be off the books. Supposedly he'll be off the books.
Oh well.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
This discussion will grow as the offseason progresses. Let's see what happens after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What the mindset is of the Skins, even though they're not really saying much right now.
Yeah.
And let's see if there's any changes to come.
Yeah.
Possible changes in the coaching staff. It still might be a possibility.
It might be some changes. Hey, but Lex, before we let you go, man, let our listeners know what's going on with you and how they can catch you on social media and all that good stuff, my man.
Hey, before I tell you that, the one name I'm gonna throw out there is Sudfeld. Remember Nate Sudfeld?
Oh, who played for the Eagles now?
Yeah, he was in Jay's system.
Yeah, they do like him too. They like
who cares about Jay's system.
So he could be an option for the Redskins as well. To be a quarterback filler. They'll probably draft a young quarterback, not named Murray. Because Murray's too very small. And, he did, 1 year as a starting quarterback at Oklahoma?
Say again, Lex.
Murray did 1 year as a starting quarterback at Oklahoma.
Yeah, 1 year.
Yeah, so you can't compare. Like, people keep trying to compare him to Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was at NC State, and he put in work.
Yeah,
before he went to Wisconsin, where he put in work.
Yeah, I agree. No,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And Doug Flutie did, 4 years, I think, or 3 or 4 years at Boston College.
Oh, no, I agree. I know what you're saying.
Purdue had Drew Brees. He was balling, for several years.
Three years.
They can't compare Murray to those guys, man.
Drew was like four, for real. No, I'm with you.
Stay away from them.
No, this is my thing. No, it's a good point. Because you know what? To be real with you, why I totally agree with you is that, I'm not for, 1 year starters. I don't like that. But there are, you got the kid who played for Chicago. He only started 1 year. He only started 1 year. He ain't played. He started only 1 year. And then you look at Haskins is nothing. I mean, with Ray, to Ray's point, it's got to be the right situation. So a lot of situations, depending what offense you run, I think that you can get a guy. It just depends who drafts that kid. But I know the Skins aren't the ideal place for him. Because the way they play, the way their offense is set, they're not running a bunch of zone read stuff say the Eagles are running, or say we saw what the Ravens did with Lamar. Like, they changed their whole situation up for Lamar Jackson. Jay doesn't do stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
right.
If Jay was willing to change his whole system for Murray, then we can have a debate. But we know from watching Jay with this team over the last 5 years that Jay is, 4 to 5 years, Jay isn't that type of dude.
Yeah, and if he does that, then he should go after Kaepernick. That opens that whole
Agreed. Exactly. Very good point. Very good point.
But you can find me on social media, guys, at Lex Diamond without the A on Instagram and Twitter. Just trying to get myself right. I just took a vacation to South Beach. Went to Miami, hung out down there. It was great. And so now we start the year off. It's time to get to work, guys. So.
I need to go back to Miami myself. I need to go to Wet Willie's. That's my spot. I need to go back, man.
Hey, you got You got to go. It's fun. It's a great place.
Oh, it's amazing, man. It's better than Disney World, man. Or Disneyland or whatever. It's magical, man. Miami's magical.
Very magical.
All right, Lex, man. I appreciate you, my man. We'll have you on next week.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. Have a great evening.
All right, same here, my man. Again, man, that's the homie, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Make sure, you know, you check him out on all social media networks. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. Listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T's out. Ray G just left, so I'm your only host. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on our show. We focus on the theme about Daniel Snyder going rogue. Here is a message from Michael.
Good morning. This is Michael Coster, a long life Redskins fan. Almost 40 years. What makes me upset is that we still have Bruce Allen in charge. We don't have a real GM, a true GM. And we have an owner who is playing the part of a GM. It's the little things that frustrate me that this organization keeps tripping over their own feet on. We have an owner who's running rogue. We have a GM who is not a GM and is better at the business side and salary cap and not, and I repeat, not evaluating talent. If you take a look at all of the successful organizations across the league, what do they all have in common? Proven GMs who know talent, who know how to eye talent, who know how to get rid of talent when it's time to go, but yet not us. And for the past 26 years, we've been running around in circles, and it's just getting old, very, very old. I've always loved the burgundy and gold. I'll always hail, I'll always represent, but this insanity and this foolishness is just driving me nuts. It's the simple things. It's the simple things that winning teams do that keeps us from winning because we don't know those simple things. Peace out. Hail to the Redskins for life.
Hey, Mike, I agree with pretty much everything you said. I will say this, though. I don't have an issue with Snyder going rogue because Bruce Allen isn't getting the job done in terms of, you know, there's no change in the coaching staff. This team wasn't successful during this season with the injuries or whatever. They weren't successful, and there was no changes being made. And we saw, you know, other teams where guys have been to, went to the postseason or guys who won Super Bowls in the past, they were fired or let go in terms of Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator and Sutton, McCarthy for the Green Bay Packers was let go. So like you see other people who are more successful than say a Jay Gruden and some of the guys on his coaching staff. They weren't, you know, that staff, nobody, there's no real changes. But on other teams where they've had success, there's changes were made. So, yeah, I feel that, yeah, we're looking at Bruce Allen. We're looking at the coaching staff. Something has to change. And with Daniel Snyder going rogue, I'm kind of like, you know what? You stay packed for so long. Maybe we need a little old Daniel Snyder to come change things up and, you know, try to impose his will and get this team, you know, to win again, because Daniel Snyder being laid back hasn't helped. This team hasn't been that much more successful. Daniel Snyder's chilled, to be honest with you, since Shanahan came in town, and we haven't seen like a, you know, a gaudy winner. This team has been like average or below average. So I'm kind of like, you know what? Maybe we need to see Snyder go ham. All right. On Twitter, at Big2GsB8824 tweeted, honestly, I feel like, yeah, he has taken that approach in the past, but the last few years, he's referring to Snyder, he has stayed back. So I was actually happy that he tried to take the initiative to do something, because we need a change, man. Yeah, I mean, trying to go after, say, a Todd Bowles or Greg Williams, right? Knowing that Jay Gruden, it wasn't Jay Gruden's call. Like, that was the old Daniel Snyder. But isn't that somebody, aren't those two guys that the fan base wanted? You know what I mean? So if he had landed them, would we be saying, wow, man, there goes Daniel Snyder meddling again? We probably would say, you know what? Yeah, we got our guy. We got Greg back. Or we got Todd Bowles. And so I'm kind of like, you know what? Is it that bad for Daniel Snyder to meddle? I mean, just a little bit? At MB Richmond on Twitter tweeted, I'm mad he still has Bruce Allen in the front office. Yeah, I mean, I think we all are. Mike, myself, everybody. I believe we're all mad that Bruce Allen still has it, you know, still running the front office, basically. I think we're all mad at that. Hopefully, again, something changes. Hopefully they, you know, so hopefully they bring in a coaching staff. Hopefully something changes and they bring in a whole different defensive coordinator, but it's not going to happen. Manessi's going to keep his job. But hopefully, you know, they draft right. They bring in somebody, if Alex can't make it, to play quarterback, because I'm all for competition. You go into the season saying Colt McCoy is your starting quarterback. I'm not a big believer in it. I think you need to have competition. Bring in Colt. Bring in maybe Teddy. And bring in another quarterback. I said this before. People laughed at me. I bring in a Geno Smith. Have all those three compete. Teddy will win the job. Have Teddy's your starting quarterback. I'm all about competition. But anyway, man, I appreciate the feedback. Mike, thanks for calling in, leaving a voice message. I appreciate the tweets, my man. Big B8824. Appreciate that, my man. And me, Richmond, on the Twitter. Appreciate you all for listening. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie.